Guaranteed.com.
Leaked documents sink coalition plans in Afghanistan. On a lighter note, a Tampa Bay pitcher with a no-hitter. So sweet to watch that. Make sure you check out the highlights. And we've got them for you, too, right here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all the nooks and crannies in between. Hope you are off to a great start of the last week in July. How'd we get here so fast? What happened to May? What happened to June? I'll tell you, there's one company that's glad that July is almost in the rearview mirror, and that would be BP. They're now talking about a hard date that August 7th might be the end for the British Petroleum well. In fact, the company has a couple of things going on, but the key thing that we care about, end this thing, move on from here. What is the final kill date? When is it all done? So for the first time in, what, 100 days since the start of the spill, there is a date, and it is August 7th. I don't think they've released that date unless they felt pretty confident about it. A little bit later, we're going to let you hear what my favorite guy is. I love the retired commander, Fat Allen, because I just picture behind the scenes. He looks like a cartoon character, and I think behind the scenes, he's so calm, cool, and collected in front of the mics, right? I think behind the scenes, he is just kicking it all over the place. I do. I really think that. Because of everybody in this little drama that's played out, he delivers it kind of straight up, and I think that's he's getting them to the bottom of whatever it is he could possibly find out, right? So you're gonna hear what he has to say about the oil spill. Plus, now with this week climbing to the crescendo of the relief well and plugging the top of the busted well, that'll happen next Monday. That's that cement and drill mud boring process that we told you about called a static kill. Are we all like not learning, or are we all learning more terminology than we thought we'd ever know about platforms and what happens with the wells and the drilling and all that other sort of stuff and deep water drilling, no less? So then after they do that static kill thing, just so you got your terminology down, it's officially called a bottom kill. And then that is supposed to ensure that the well never, never, never leaks again. But for now, it's capped. And pretty much you're talking about a shutdown in the oil flow since the 15th of July. But it's only temporary. So once the whole relief thing happens and the two things I just explained to you, then that should be the end of it. A rig that was drilling the first of the two relief wells was actually reconnected because it had to be shut down. So they reconnected its piping. And that was because, remember that tropical storm Bonnie? There was a chance that she was going to roar in pretty ugly and actually didn't, which is good news, but there was no way they couldn't take precautions. So there was a stoppage in all the activities. I'm surprised by this because I really thought it was going to be at least maybe the second week in August, maybe even the third week from some of the things that I heard. And if they're saying August 7th, then I'm thinking that's a pretty reliable date. Because of all the outcry of when would it be over and all that stuff, I don't think they would throw out a hard date if they didn't feel pretty confident about it. There's another big story brewing, and we're going to talk about the leaks, of course, the leaked documents. And what's happening is the Pentagon is reviewing those secret documents that were made public by WikiLeaks. Have you ever been there, that website? And so far, they found no evidence that what was put up there actually harmed national security or in any way endangered troops in the field. So reviewing the WikiLeaks thing shows that there's absolutely, at this point, no smoking gun. Remember, I asked that question just a few moments ago. Will leaked documents actually sink the coalition plans in Afghanistan? So there are a lot of people upset about WikiLeaks. There are a lot of people behind closed doors that, in fact, want to see it shut down, which that's not going to happen. But a six-year archive, if you didn't hear the whole story, a six-year archive of classified, I mean, we're talking about classified military documents, were pushed out to the public on Sunday. And if you looked at what the documents said, it gave you a picture of the war in Afghanistan that is much more grim. I mean, that's the best way to say it if you look at it. Much more grim than what we keep hearing over and over again when somebody's trotted up to the Capitol, and whatever general it is. Now it's going to be in, overall, it's going to be in Petraeus' lap, but we keep getting a different picture of what's happening. But the secret documents don't show that. It's a daily diary of what's going on, and it shows in the documents, and this is why WikiLeaks put it up there, I'm sure, that there are not enough resources, there's not enough attention, that they're struggling, I mean the coalition forces are struggling against the insurgency that's getting bigger, badder, and more coordinated and deadlier than every year since we've been in this bloody engagement with Afghanistan. And, you know, the documents, you know how much the documents were that were posted? How many? They were talking about 92,000 reports. And you're also going all the way back from January of 2004 through December of 2009. That means two presidents, pretty much the beginning of what happened with Obama and then the years of Bush and how much the United States has spent in Afghanistan and the fact that now, in the documents anyway, they're saying the Taliban stronger than at any point since 2001. You have Petraeus, who's trying to put a good spin on this, saying that we're going in the right direction. But those documents are showing the opposite thing. So the Pentagon's saying, hey, nothing secretive was released here, nothing that's damaging. But how damaging is it to the morale of the troops? I mean, come on, they're not idiots. You think they don't know about what the stuff that was posted up there? You think their families aren't finding out about it and reading it? And it has to make people even that much more skeptical and certainly critical of the viewpoints that are being pushed out that show completely the opposite of what the memos and documents show. The documents flat out show that the Pakistani military is uncooperative most of the time, and they work so far behind the scenes that the Americans, you know, they aren't too trusting of what the motivation is of some of the Pakistani military folks that they're dealing with. In other words, they're corrupted. And it's got to be a sinking feeling for so many of the guys that have gone over 2-3 tours. So this material comes out as so many of us are skeptical of Afghanistan. And what are the chances of success? And what about withdrawing troops? I mean, that deadline is hovering above us. Remember, in this administration, they're talking about pulling troops starting next year. Pulling troops, just like in Iraq, doing the same thing. But if you read these reports, how could there be any validity to it? So actually, my source that I was talking about a week or so ago that said, listen, we could be in this sucker for another 6-7 years. And maybe he was more on target because they were aware of the documents that none of us were really getting the picture of. Not that we would read these classified documents normally, right? But what was being told to us, in other words, was completely false for the most part. We'll talk more about that as we continue here in America Tonight. But next, a big day on the market. Maybe things are turning around. Saul Albom, our financial man, joins us next here on ATN.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. free. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are essentially located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
And ends, man, DC is getting sucked. Not by the usual BS, but hundreds of thousands of people, they got no power. Electricity is like a commodity. Water restrictions almost for 2 million people. Wow. And this is because it's been so bloody hot in the Northeast. I mean, terrible, terrible weather, and they're starting to worry about brownouts and blackouts and all that sort of stuff. But we don't have to worry about it right now because obviously we've got power, we're juiced, and you're listening to us wherever you're listening to us, whether it's in the West or in the South or Southeast or the East or whatever. We know that you can get us, so we're glad you're locked and loaded here on ATN. Joining us now, one of my favorite people, Saul Albaum, to talk a little finance with us. It was a big day in the market. Stocks rallying big time, and the Dow Jones average added 100 points, or if you looked at percentage points, that's 1%. So that's a nice bump for a Monday, isn't it, Saul?
Yeah, absolutely. Housing numbers.
Look, he went away on the housing number. That's not good. Maybe CNBC was censoring him. They knew he was too good. So it's what he's saying. That is a good number when it comes to what's going on with housing. Remember I said you really have to look at what's going on there. The new home sales was probably the bright point. However, in reading as to what really bumped things up, FedEx's earnings and I guess the outlook overall gave the market that what they call that bouncer buoyancy. And so that was nice. It was nice to start the week that way, no question about it. I mean, in looking at FedEx, you know, we talk about this all the time. I'm not a stockbroker. I'm not advising anybody to listen to anything I have to say as far as specific stocks, except for to diversify. But as Saul was saying, the new home sales, that was huge. And also, like I mentioned, Saul, the whole FedEx earnings thing really gave a nice kick too. And somebody asked me this, well, why does the market rise so much to maybe one particular thing? Why is it about home sales, or why is it about what's going on with the euro? So what do you say to that?
Well, okay, so a lot of times you'll have data points come out, and of course the market will react, but a lot of times the market reacts and moves just like water reacts and moves. Because there's already things moving in the background. Okay, so today, actually, if you're going to look at data points, the Texas manufacturing report came out today, and got crushed down about 20%. The housing market, I was just about to say, but we had some technical difficulties. Housing report came out, it was up 36%, but it was the lowest, it was coming up from the lowest that it's ever been from, since 1964.
Right.
It'd be like saying, well, the Dow's at 1,000 and then the Dow went to 1,500, the Dow's up 50%, right? So, effectively, housing market, was at, I guess about 240,000 home sales. And then it went up to about 300,000, so about 320. So that was a huge, jump. So really, sometimes the market on the short run just doesn't react rationally to the news that's just coming out. However, a lot of companies' earnings did come out today, and some were bad, but some were actually okay. It wasn't a total tragedy. So if anyone asked me, I would say it's just moving around, squishing around. It's like water moving around a bathtub. And the second is there were a few stocks that surprised earnings today. And Microsoft's going to probably offer a little bit of a dividend. That always makes everybody happy.
Yeah, and you know what? I know you and I have probably talked about this on the air before. Certainly off the air, we have talked about this ad nauseum to each other. But dividends are great. Dividends can be great when you've got money into some stock, because it's nice to get that little bit of chunk of money through a dividend. I always look for that when I'm poking around trying to find something that I think will, or you know, have decent earnings. But the dividend kick can be terrific, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me go ahead and quote Mark Cuban on this one. And Mark Cuban is the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, okay? And I'll never forget, he once wrote on his blog, said, stocks that don't pay dividends are like baseball cards. You just trade them back and forth. They don't give you anything. You're just trading with your buddies. Remember when you're about 9 years old, 8 years
right,
old, you had your baseball cards. My father had the Mickey Mantle baseball cards. The guys, you know, Lou Gehrig, yeah, they don't pay a dividend. Your equity is a baseball card. So what you want is an investment. The whole reason why you have investments are that they pay you cash. Okay. And, the cash in hand. That's why people like bonds. So you're absolutely right, Kate. Having stocks that pay you a little bit of a dividend here and there, certainly add towards the yield. And so a lot of studies go out and say, a lot of professors that study this stuff full time say that, a large part of, if you hold stocks, 50% of gains of good stock managers come from just the little 2%, 3%, 4%, and 5% dividends themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good advice, folks. Saul was right on target when he said that, and then quoting Cuban there, to look for those dividends. How about this deal with the 1099s? I know what a lot of people are nervous about this with the new regulations. It starts in 2012. And basically what it means is that, any taxpayer with business income, let's say, where they have vendors that they get stuff from and whatnot, who they purchase more than $600 of goods or services, they have to issue these 1099 forms, and people are freaking out about this, Saul. They're talking about how they'll be affected by it, how much paperwork it is, how it's going to screw them up. Is this going to be really bad for small businesses?
Hell yeah, it's going to be bad. That means anybody, any vendor that you have to, that you do business with, you got to get their social security number or their tax ID number. Can you imagine if you're a multi, what happens if you're like someone's eating at your McDonald's and eat $600 worth of Big Macs? What, are you going to get their social security number and file out a 1099 and make sure they get it at the right address? This is exactly an example of what happens when you have people who've never made payroll and never run a business in charge of the Congress or in the executive branch. It absolutely makes me want to vomit. And all you small business owners out there, congratulations. Government now pouring more sand in your gears of commerce and killing more trees. It's just so they can get more tax revenue. It's just a bunch of...
I know what you're talking about. No, I loved your reaction because I think this is exactly the same thing. I know a ton of people this will affect in some very small businesses, and they're helping people actually. So now what the IRS is saying is it's going to bring in about $2 billion a year in tax revenue. And that, you know, they think it could even be more, but the pitfalls and how it will really screw up the small business people and the trail, the documentation. I mean, it's going to be nasty stuff.
Just remember that the federal government is a tool of large business to screw over small business. If you're rich, you're like George Soros or Bill Gates or Warren Buffett, you're a socialist, okay? Not a communist. You're a socialist because what the scariest thing to you is competition, is competition. So you always want to stop the little guy from coming up. As people like me, you, and Kate, and your listeners, from achieving and doing well, because we're their greatest competition. It's just the federal government again pouring sand in the gears of everyone's life.
I'm gonna quote you on that. I love that. Hey, Saul, we're almost out of time, but that was some good stuff tonight. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Excellent. We'll talk about Japan's new hot odorless underwear item. That's real hot in Japan right now.
All right, I wrote that down. That's the next thing we're going to talk about. Thanks, Saul.
You got it. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, it's funny. I love his quote there. He's right about that. I know a lot of people that are furious, and I happened to be in a Western store today, earlier in the day, and there was a sign that said something about, are you happy, small businesses? This is called an abomination now at this point, but the 1099s are just going to be outrageous. And 600 is not a lot. And a lot of people hit that mark. That's why he was making that analogy to the person eating $600 worth of Big Macs. It's a mess. The 1099 thing is going to be a mess. And anyone who has a side job or anybody who's running just a small entrepreneurial kind of thing, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Exactly. All right, coming up around the bend, we've got odds and ends because, hey, we've barely scratched the surface here in this hour of America tonight. There's some other things going on. We'll dive more into the whole WikiLeaks deal. Also, those storms that I mentioned, how bad it is in D.C. and in the Northeast in general. That and much more. So stay through with us.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mph wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
10 years.
Yes.
A decade of talk.
Yes.
Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play in the sun. Let me see what spring is like. On Jupiter, in other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
You got to think somewhere he is sucking on a cosmopolitan. This 39-year-old Julian Assange, who's an Australian who started WikiLeaks back in 2007. He calls himself an information activist, and that it's about getting the information out there. But he rarely sleeps in the same place, supposedly, two nights in a row, because he's concerned about his safety. Now, the site, if you haven't been there, it's wikileaks.org. The site hosts about, I guess, a million-plus documents. And now, supposedly, this is just the beginning of the Afghanistan stuff. The 92,000 classified pieces of information. But there's more to come. And he held a press conference and talked about that. But some of the past posts, if you remember, included the Church of Scientology. They released some damaging documents there. Contents from Sarah Palin's email account. That happened a couple of years ago. The Gitmo detention camp stuff that happened at the start of WikiLeaks that really, I think, put them on the map, so to speak, where people started to pay attention to what this website was all about. And he refuses, you know, he refuses a lot of interviews, first of all, but he, and is paranoid, obviously, about his safety. But he describes the website's mission as just getting the information out there. So I'm asking you this question, fair or foul? Is he a danger to the United States effort in Afghanistan? I mean, how much is too much with the leaks of the documents? Now, the Pentagon, like I mentioned, is saying, look, there's nothing here in all this evidence. There's nothing that's going to harm our security or endanger the troops at all. There's no real smoking gun. But you have to think, as WikiLeaks is saying, oh, we have many more documents to put out about Afghanistan. You have to think that the administration is scrambling like chickens with their head cut off, trying to plug the leak here. I mean, it's monumental when you're talking about these classified documents. Somebody, they're getting them somehow. Somebody's leaking them out. Somebody's giving the information. Doesn't it make you question the ability of our military, of the Pentagon, whoever is in charge, if we wanted to go down the list, the ability to protect military secrets? If I'm Obama, I am fumed about this. I'm more than alarmed. I'm thinking, wow, we can't have this. Why? We don't want them to continue to release these documents, because what else is going to come out? What else is going to say? What else are we going to hear about Pakistan that we've talked about in secret? And what about the civilian casualties and all that sort of stuff? And WikiLeaks is a whistleblower. I mean, that's what they are. And that's what they do. And obviously people read it and opinions are formed and information and that flow of information is all over the place. And I'm all about the internet, because I think I don't want to see anything with the internet getting shut down. You know, we've talked about that before with security and privacy and blah, blah, blah. But the leaks couldn't be worse for this president, as the war strategy is being scrutinized right and left. And most of the polls are finding that the majority of us, of Americans, don't think this war is worth fighting unless you've got an end game and a plan and a workable plan, not a plan that looks like a map to the end of the world that you can't even figure out when you look at it. Remember all the jokes that came out about that? So there's probably not going to be any problem passing the war funding bill, which is $60 billion. Because there's definitely opposition to it with what's going on in Afghanistan. But I don't think we're going to see that. At the end of this week, we're talking about a 6-week vacation. So even the Democrats are not going to commit what some would call political suicide by leaving our troops without the stuff they need in war zones in Afghanistan and elsewhere. I can't imagine that's going to happen. Because already, obviously, if you looked at what WikiLeaks said, that it's terrible, that there's not enough gear, there's not enough equipment, there's not enough of what the troops need, and that's pretty much weaved throughout many of those reports. I mean, I think, here's the thing I think. I think it's incredibly embarrassing that somebody's in that position. Obviously, they're getting the information. I mean, clearly, they are the war documents. And there's no real bombshells, I guess, in it, because the military has complained about Pakistan's intelligence service for a while now, and the fact that what they're doing with the Taliban. I don't think that surprises anybody, and there's some other things that we've certainly known about in the past. But, like I also mentioned, are we really getting an accurate portrayal of what's going on in Afghanistan? Did we already know what we thought we knew before the documents, these secret docs, were released on this website? So, because the website clearly, if you do read any of it, clearly it suggests that the situation is way worse than we thought. I mean, way worse. I think that's what you walk away with this from. And plus, the Washington can't get their act together, that you got to question the government. How are they not able to plug these gaps? Who is releasing this information? And what are we getting for the money that we're investing into the situation in Afghanistan when we have guys that are don't even know. They're so hamstrung as to what the rules of engagement are. It's like they can't fire back when they're being attacked, which is, to me, the most ridiculous thing about this kind of war they're fighting. I'd say there's a lot of embarrassing things in this, but how damaging is it is another aspect. You know, does it damage in any way the efforts? Not so sure. Does it damage the U.S. and the fact that you got this Australian guy with this website that's what he does? He blows the lid off the information that he was able to so easily get access to these classified Pentagon documents. Yeah, I think it's embarrassing. Yeah. And I think if you weave through everything, it's not good for the troop morale. I don't think so, because they're not, these guys, they read what's going on, their families read what's going on, and as much as the hours are crazy and the situation is unbelievable for some of them that are on the front lines, there is those few moments of downtime and they're on the computer. Trust me, they know what everybody's talking about. And they know that this WikiLeaks thing came out, and they know that they've got the classified documents, so that can't be good. Certainly not. All right, this is kind of a toss-up. Is it good or is it bad? I'd say for Broken Pipes, that would be the AKA British Petroleum, this is probably a good thing for their PR. You know, the CEO, the flashy CEO with the British accent, Tony Hayward, who made massive amount of PR blunders in the beginning of this whole thing when it started back in April. Well, apparently, he's going to leave his job. He's going to walk away with a whole bunch of loot. There's no question about it. But he's going to step down in October, and he's part of another venture in Russia. Still part of the company. Still part of what they're doing. It's almost like he's getting kicked over to something that's probably more lucrative. I think they're moving him out of the spotlight, out of the situation. So this is 3 months after that rig exploded. And all that ensued after it. It would be kind of like a fresh face on the problem for BP, and I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner. So now this guy named Bob Dudley is acting as the CEO, at least on the U.S. side of things. But clearly, they haven't made it. It's like sort of unofficial as to whether it's a demotion or not, or whether he's just getting shuffled along or whatever. But Hayward left BP's headquarters after a board meeting without speaking to the reporters who were chasing his silver Lexus all over the place. It was like the paparazzi. Oh, we have to get shots of this guy. And what his role will be in the whole Russia thing with the TNK, that's what it's called, BP, it's, you know, who knows, but obviously something, because this venture with the Russians is huge for British Petroleum. It's going to be like a quarter of the company's production. So I'm thinking they're just shuffling him out of the spotlight. That's what it is. You know. And this is a guy who had blunder after blunder from the point of view of getting on camera and he just fell into every possible trap that you could imagine verbally. He said the wrong thing every single time he turned around. All right, speaking of saying the wrong thing, it's easy to criticize, you know, when you were a former congressman or senator or whatever, and then that's usually what happens. You have the knowledge, you move on, and then you become the person who is on the tube or on the radio or whatever. Well, Fred Thompson is someone who's saying, listen, it'll be catastrophic if the Bush tax cuts aren't renewed. He's saying that not extending the Bush tax cuts would be more than even catastrophic. He threw out another adjective. Devastating and terrible consequences will ensue for the American economy. And he's certainly not the only one who's saying this. This is, you know, someone who's a former senator and for just a blip of a second was running for president, if you remember last time around. So why would it be catastrophic? We're going to dive into that and a few other things coming up around the bend.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news letters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without your news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but had no use. I was too weak to give in and too strong to lose. My heart is under arrest again, but I break loose.
To what Fred Thompson was saying as to why are the Bush tax cuts so disastrous to not renew them. And, you know, what he's saying is because you've got this massive automatic tax increase at the end of the year when they expire. So if you look at that, and yeah, you could say, ah, well, screw it. It's the rich people. And so heap it on them if they're making more than $250,000 a year. But even Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman, testified before Congress, remember, that the economy is too fragile, thanks to him and his cronies, to sustain any tax increase. So he urged Congress, he pushed, to have the Bush tax cuts renewed, saying that, you know, this would be a killer when you look at the economy. Look, we let's face it, really, we have more than 10% unemployment in many, many states. So, and you look at the, despite the stimulus, which was what, $800 billion plus, that it would keep the, you know, by passing that, it would keep unemployment well below 8%. That hasn't happened. So why do you have to renew the tax cuts? Why does that make sense? Well, here's what happens. Just follow along. You got the, and you, all of you are smart enough, you realize this, you have the top income tax rate for the wealthiest Americans. And that includes small business owners. I mean, how often do we say it? 86, 87, 89% of the country moves along on small business because that's 500 employees or less. That would increase from 35% to almost 40%. Taxes on capital gains would go from 15% to 20%, and taxes on dividends would jump as well. And that part's brutal because the capital gains, a lot of people in the market are not trillionaires, are not billionaires, are not millionaires, are not people making a lot of money. They're people that are trying to just have enough money to retire. They're running their own thing through Scottrade or wherever. Or they just have a little side account, and a lot of that's stuff that they would use normally. I mean, that increase is pretty big, 15 to 20%. So we've got roughly, I don't know, 95, 96, whatever the math is, days left before the midterm elections. And now this debate is raging on the tax cuts because you've got a problem with the Democratic Party. Most of the Democrats want to eliminate the cuts, because they campaigned to end them. Oh, no more breaks for the wealthy people. What about the middle class? And then you have like guys like Alan Greenspan, the problematic Buddha of money. Because to me, when Greenspan starts to talk, that's when we start to have lots of problems. It's easy, like I said, even from his perspective, once you're out of the gig, to criticize. But he's saying, even though he says that he favors the expiration of tax cuts, he flat out says it'll be a drag on the economy. We are so screwed right now in the economy. Forget the whole, go after the rich. Forget that whole thing, because it's not going to hurt the rich. It's going to hurt the people who are screwed up by the trickle-down problems. And that's what's going to happen. It's the small business owners. And the small business owners, if I'm correct in this, are the people, like we hear from Stu in Kentucky and others, who are all about the job creation. They're keeping people employed. They're keeping food on the table. So if you extend those tax breaks, then the double dip recession that's being talked about possibly could be avoided. Now, it does increase the budget deficit. Extending the tax breaks would cost about $115 billion a year, or maybe even a little bit. It might be a little bit less than that. I think that's a little bit high. Whenever you get something from the CBO, it's, to me, their mathematics are skewed. I mean, they're not, it's nonpartisan, but always I think they're off a little bit on their math. I call it fuzzy math. But regardless, it doesn't matter. You're going to see that go up. And the White House is not backing off the pledge, because that was one of the things that the president said on the campaign trail. Eliminate the tax breaks, eliminate the tax breaks, eliminate. I mean, how many times did you hear that? Maybe more than anything he said. I think that was one of the big rallying cries, because that 250,000 really stuck in everyone's mind. But the problem is it's not practical, and it's not beneficial really to the middle class. And see, it's always what I say. It was, you look a layer beneath and you really follow the money. So what would really be happening is it would really be hurting the, probably more than anything, the average Joe. Not to say that there wouldn't be some people that would feel the squeeze. Of course they would. People that maybe have a bunch of money. But it would also screw up the people that could possibly be hired in a really tight economy. And that's what happens, because the business guy or his accountant, they look at the bottom line. They're looking at the bottom line. Even if they really want to increase the amount of people they have working for them, because they want to increase productivity, let's say. But if it's not cost effective, and it screws up their tax thing anyway, their tax base, because they're going to get hit with however much it is, what did I say, the jump is almost 40%, then that would kill off any possibility. And it would also not help the economy that's already still in a free fall, is the best that I can see, unless I'm looking at something different from what everybody else out there is feeling. But I don't think so. And I'm not hearing that from anybody. I'm not hearing that from people who have small businesses. I'm not hearing it from people who want to hire people. And again, remember the definition of what a small business is. Think about it. Hey, do you have any thoughts on that? You can flip them to me. What do you think? Extend the tax credits or not? AmericaTonight.net. Also, the U.S., I think, at least the administration, scrambling over this leaky spot at the Pentagon. You know, we talk about plugging the hole that's there on the sea floor in the Gulf of Mexico. How about the hole that's in the Pentagon? Because obviously someone's flapping their lips if WikiLeaks is able to get all these military documents. But the Pentagon's saying, look, we're going over it. There's no big bombshells, blah, blah, blah. But I think when somebody can get enough documents, when you're talking about 92,000 from 2004 to 2009, something is wrong. Something is wrong with the military folks who are guarding the secrets. I don't get it. And how you got these copies. And what's interesting is the, ultimately, you look at the coalition partners, too, and how do they feel about it? Granted, they might be small and they want to bail, but there still are other people involved in this, and they can't feel very good about the stuff that they're reading on WikiLeaks. You'd have to think that, right? All right, I promised that I would talk about this, and I will, because I know some people that are getting socked in D.C. They're talking about maybe not until Friday that the power would be restored to thousands of people after the storms, slammed down power lines. It's those trees that go down and pull the lines down with them. Sadly, three people were even killed in this. I mean, amazing storms that really throughout the summer we've seen in parts of the Northeast. So you got people that feel happy that, maybe the tree fell but didn't fall in the house, didn't pull down the power lines. But at the same time, you got this incredible power outage and crews scrambling. And it's always the same problem that you have. You can only spread the people so thin, even when they're 24 hours, even and when they're, trying to hit every single suburb, and it's bad. And when I said about the tree down, like the one person that was killed, a tree crushed a minivan, and so the driver was killed and the passenger was injured in this. Then there was another guy who was on the water in the Chesapeake Bay, and the winds and the choppy seas, he couldn't get back to land, and that, he ended up drowning. And then you had a 6-year-old boy that died when a falling tree branch hit him, and that's sadly the result of this incredible wind-whipping storm that went through there. But Thursday or Friday, think about it, we're only at the beginning of the week. That's when you need those backup generators, right? That's when you go to a hotel somewhere because you have absolutely no choice. Hey, flip me your thoughts. Once again, AmericaTonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?